Your songs. Nice job. Good to have members of River Valley Schools here, and we'll have more coming up tomorrow on The Morning Show.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299CD, Richland Center.
Young band on WRCO-FM 100.9, Richland Center. We're headed towards 70 later. Right now it is 53 degrees. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. By Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks. Regular cab, double cab, and crew cab half tons. Double cab and crew cab HDs. Custom, LT, LTZ, or High Country. Duramax, Turbomax, 5.3 and 6.2 motors. We've got all of them. Stop in and pick out your favorite body, trim, and motor combination. Save on half tons up to $8,000 with a qualified 2010 or newer passenger vehicle trade-in. See our friendly salespeople for details. We've got around 30 pre-owned trucks and over 30 pre-owned passenger vehicles, too. We've got local trades and program cars. See the inventory at JonesChev.com and narrow down your search. Schedule a test drive. Schedule service. Chat with a representative and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts department, service department, or sales team, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Special Counsel Robert Herr, who investigated Joe Biden's handling of classified documents, appears before the House Judiciary Committee today. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce is in the hearing room this morning.
The president and the White House furious over Herr's characterization of Biden as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. The White House has said that was gratuitous and inappropriate and overshadowed the fact that, unlike Donald Trump, President Biden did not obstruct this investigation and was exonerated. But some of Donald Trump's closest allies in Congress actually sit on this committee. They are now demanding the full transcript of Biden's interview with the special counsel.
Also on Capitol Hill today, a classified briefing from U.S. intelligence agencies on the security threat posed by the Chinese-owned TikTok. Lawmakers threaten to ban the app unless the owners divest. Three preschool-aged children, the driver of a school bus and the driver of a semi filled with sand, all killed in a fiery crash yesterday in Western Illinois. This is ABC News. An infamous influencer in trouble again, Andrew Tate, picked up by cops in Romania and hit with an arrest warrant from Great Britain. ABC's Tom Rivers has the story from the Foreign Desk.
A spokeswoman for Andrew Tate says he and his brother were held Monday evening on allegations of sexual aggression in a UK case dating back around a decade ago. The Bucharest Court of Appeal is set to consider soon on whether to execute the warrants. Four women initially had reported the two to UK authorities, but the Crown Prosecution Service here decided not to proceed. The alleged victims then turned to crowdfunding in pursuit of a civil case. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And in Massachusetts, $500,000 basically washed out to sea. Homeowners in one section of beachfront spent the money on a protective dune made up of 14,000 tons of sand. But just 3 days after it was done, a storm washed it all away. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is the time to get them. So bring your list together and come see us. Also great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. So stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Weather details for today and the rest of the week will be coming up soon. It is 5 minutes after 7.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914. A high of 70 today, partly cloudy and record warmth possible. Southwest to west winds at 7 to 15. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 37. Wednesday, increasing clouds, still unusually warm for mid-March. A high in the mid-60s. Rain could develop late Wednesday night into Thursday, 48 degrees. Friday, 48 with a light rain, which could mix with a little light snow during the day. Right now at WRCO, after an earlier reading today of 59, shortly after midnight, it is 52 degrees. 7 after the hour of 7 o'clock. Is spring really here? I don't know. I've been saying that since like January. Well, you know, we're still going to get blasted. So I hope I'm wrong. Starting to get a green tint out there. Here's Tim McGraw.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Our kids where the good Lord's best, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a black top. Caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. There's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows.
to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Talking store from mannequins sleeping in lights. We used to smoke while we were jaywalking, like it was your birthday every other Saturday night. Knew the band, so we never paid our cover. Wrote our names on the bathroom tiles. We never dressed to impress all the others. They would let us in on a laid back kind of style. But boy, you know it's been a while, and I don't know why it all take me downtown like you got anywhere. I should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore. Anymore. I got some platforms sitting in the corner. They want to stroll on a city sidewalk. I got a dress that'll show a little but you ain't getting if you don't come pick me up. Show me off. You might be tired, but I'm not. And I don't know why you don't take me downtown like you got anywhere better to be. Talk it up and give me the go round round like a good time tease. I'm only counting on your cancellation when I should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we went around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown. I should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore.
Lady A on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCE FM 107.7, and AM 1450, 7:14 on this Tuesday morning, March 12th. We are moving and grooving here. We'll see the hammer, old Hank, coming in a little bit. We'll see what he has up his sleeve. I believe it's a quiz day today. I tried to pry him for information yesterday, but he wouldn't tell me what the quiz is on. So I cannot study. I was thinking spring or birds or St. Paddy's Day, maybe. We'll see. We'll find out together. Today, March 12th, is the birthday of singer-songwriter James Taylor, who turns 76. Very influential singer-songwriter and had a huge influence on a lot of country artists that have come and gone over the last 30 to 40 years, especially people like Garth Brooks and the songwriting ability and storytelling ability as well.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you fire in the rain now.
James Taylor, 76 today, and one of his big hits on WRCO this morning, the old Light in the Milk Cow Show, and yours truly, Phil Nee, rolling in with old Henry Bray. We'll see what he's got going, and birthdays and anniversaries for the 12th of March in the next few minutes as well.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and moisturizes deep into my skin with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks, regular cab, double cab and crew cabs, custom, LT, LTZ or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax 5.3 and 6.2 motors. See the inventory, including 30 pre-owned trucks at JonesChev.com. Schedule a test drive, schedule service, chat with a representative and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service or sales, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
It's time for the roundup.
My coffee's hot.
Oh.
Good morning, Philip.
The Hammer.
How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. What about you, brother?
Not bad. Not bad. Very blessed. So, yeah. Hey, I figured out how to get John to talk to me on an everyday basis.
How's that?
Don't make coffee.
Oh.
And she, where's my coffee?
That's not in your job description, I don't think, is it?
You know what? I've been here, 11 years?
Is that right?
Yeah, I made it every day, so apparently I've taken it over.
Well, that's the problem. You do something well, and
you just leave it alone.
Exactly.
Yeah. And when I go on vacation or if I'm out, people are just like, hey, where's my coffee?
Right.
So
I know. Yeah.
So anyway.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Here comes trouble.
Well, I have to make it when you're not here because even though you set it up, Phil doesn't know how to push the button.
Push the button, exactly. Thank you, Joanne. I appreciate it. So Phil doesn't know how to push a button.
Somehow it comes back to me.
But, you know, I could probably talk to June and James and your kids. I'm sure you know how to push button.
I know what buttons to push.
Yes.
But mechanically speaking, not so much.
How was your evening, young man?
Good. Yep, we had a grace meeting last night.
How did that go?
Good. Getting ready for some things, some special things this year. So
good.
That was fun.
Good. Yeah, I was going to ask you about it, and I better not.
Well, no. There are lots of secrets to be revealed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, today's quiz day, buddy.
Yeah.
Did you study?
Well, I didn't know what study. I mean, I was thinking all these different things it could be, but I figured it wasn't what I was thinking.
What if we go on St. Patty's Day?
St. Patty's Day?
Yeah, that's what it's on, buddy. Okay. I even got you a worksheet here.
A worksheet?
Yeah, they're all true or false.
Wait a minute. I want to smell my worksheet. doesn't smell like the old mimeograph, you know, the old blue lettering.
But if you actually smell it, that actually worked because Henry works.
Oh, yeah, something like that.
I've had this done since the weekend.
Really?
Then I changed it today a little bit. So
okay. All right. Well,
10 questions on St. Patty's Day. I hope everybody has their pen and paper and play along here.
All right. Go ahead there, Hank.
All right. Excuse me. All right. St. Patrick was born in the 5th century. True or false?
All right.
These are some tough ones.
Okay. All right.
St. Patrick's Day was recognized as a public holiday in Ireland before it gained popularity in the United States.
All right.
Number three, the first St. Patrick's Day parade took place in Dublin, Ireland. All right. Number four, the term Luck of the Irish originated from a history of good fortune in Irish history.
Okay.
Are you a Irishman?
Pretty close.
Are you?
Yeah, I know. James did one of those ancestry tests, and he was like 98%. So I'm guessing I'm pretty high.
So too. You should get 100 on
this. I've never done the ancestry check, but I'm afraid it might trace back to like the baboons or something. So
I was going to check chimpanzees or anything. I forgot what number we're on. Buddy.
Well, we're on number five.
St. Patrick's color was originally associated with gold, not green. All right. The harp is the national symbol of Ireland and featured on the Irish flag. All right. Number seven. St. Patrick was canonized as a saint by the Pope during his lifetime. It looks like you're doing well, young man.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
The tradition of wearing green on St. Paddy's Day started in Ireland.
Okay.
All right. Number nine. Nope, number eight.
No, that was just eight.
Okay, number nine. The Blarney Stone is located in Dublin.
Okay.
All right.
I don't like it when you laugh because I don't know.
I know. You know what the Blarney Stone is?
Not really.
I actually have a paragraph about it.
Oh, you do?
Yep. So okay. Do you want me to read it now or after the
test? I think afterwards. All right. Yeah.
Number 10, young man. St. Patrick's Day is celebrated on the same day every year, according to the Gregorian calendar. All right, I'm going to say you've got 9 out of 10, Phil, if what I've looked right here.
How do you know?
Well, I don't, but what do you think?
Yeah, I'm thinking 8.
Really?
I think I'm going with 8.
All right.
Yep.
All right. St. Patrick's Day was born in the 5th century.
That's got to be true.
It is true.
Woo-hoo!
All right, St. Patrick's Day was recognized as a public holiday in Ireland before it gained popularity in the United States.
False.
That is false.
Yeah, I don't think. I don't think they did. It was here with Irish immigrants, I believe, right. From what I know.
The first St. Patrick's Day parade took place in Dublin.
False.
That's false.
I think it was in America.
I think it was too.
I don't think it was New York. It seems like it was somewhere else.
It's a smaller town, I believe it was. So. Mm-hmm. The term. The term luck of the Irish originated from a history of good fortune in Irish history.
I say false.
That's false.
Yep. Woo!
What? I thought you got that number two right.
Oh, I did. So I'm 4 of 4, aren't I?
Yes.
I'm just used to marking.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. St. Patrick's color was originally associated with gold, not green.
Got to be true.
It is true.
Woo!
The harp is the national symbol of Ireland and featured on the Irish flag.
True?
That is true.
Woo!
Well, I'll tell you what, you're just pulling some guesses out, aren't you?
Well, I don't know. I should know a little bit of something about it.
St. Patrick was canonized as a saint by the Pope during his lifetime. True or false, number 7?
No, that's false.
That's false. Mm-hmm. The tradition of wearing green on St. Patrick's Day started in Ireland, Phil, number 8.
Okay, let me see here. I've got false.
That is correct.
All right.
Yep.
8 for 8, baby.
The Blarney Stone is located in Dublin.
I'd say true.
It's false.
Is it? Oh!
Yes.
I didn't have a clue.
Yeah. And have you ever heard of the Blarney Stone?
Of course I've heard of it, yeah.
St. Patrick's Day is celebrated on the same day every year according to the Gregorian calendar.
I would say false.
That is false.
Yeah.
So we got 9 out of 10.
Yeah. Yeah. So
the Blarney Stone is a famous historical stone located at Blarney Castle in Blarney near Cork, Ireland.
Okay.
According to legend, kissing the Blarney Stone is said to give a person the gift of eloquence and persuasiveness. Now, the reason that I had the Blarney Stone question in the failure is because of this. Often referred to as the gift of gab.
Why are you thinking of me?
I am. The stone is built into the battlements of Blarney Castle, and to kiss it, you have to lean back over a sidewalk to kiss it. It's pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, the exact origins of the tradition is unclear, but has been a popular tourist attraction for centuries. Kissing the Blarney Stone is often seen as a way to gain the ability to speak with skill and charm.
Wow. I'd probably hurt my back if I had to bend over backwards.
Well, you could probably, knowing your gift of gab, Phil, you could probably talk to the Blarney Stone saying, come kiss me.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never worked in the 80s, but...
Sorry, June.
Still doesn't.
Still doesn't. Yes, 30 years later, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Nice job. 9 out of 10.
Thank you. I mean, it's not a fridge hanger.
No, but that was a tough quiz, actually.
Yeah, well, I had a hunch. When it's 50-50, I've got a pretty good fight in chance.
Maybe I should put true, false, I don't know.
I'd get them all right, because I'd put I don't know all of them. Oh, well.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
What have you got now?
Do you know how to do the Irish jig?
No, do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I wish I had my phone. Yee-haw, get them done, Phil.
Oh, I hurt my hip.
Hey, you know what? That reminds me of my Hee-haw documentary right there.
Nice.
What is that song's name?
The Irish Washerwoman.
There is another one that's actually a lot on like Bonanza and Gunsmoke. There's some Irishmen What is it called? They're in a bar drinking or a saloon drinking. And there's like three or four guys. Oh, it's a great song. So,
huh.
You only hear it.
Irish. You'll have to figure that one out.
I will figure it. It's a pretty good song. You've played it here before. So,
like Chicken in the Straw or Turkey in the Straw?
Mm-mm.
Turkey in
the Straw. It was. I'll have to figure it out. Okay. I'll look it up. So, it's a really good song. So,
all right.
The old Irish jig.
Maybe you can come and sing it for us, maybe. Or does it probably doesn't have words?
It does have words.
Oh, it has
lots of words, yeah.
Huh.
So I used to know the verse, but now I don't even know that. So
with St. Patrick's Day being on a Sunday, we'll have to play some Irish ditties on Friday and Monday. Probably.
So are we going to meet? Are we having an Irish party on Sunday?
Well, we probably should, but I have a few things going on, so I'll have to.
Really?
I don't know if I can fit you in my schedule or not.
Okay, so they probably are not, as usually.
A little bit of corned beef maybe in there somewhere?
No, I'm not a big corned beef guy.
Are you?
But I will tell you this. If you like corned beef, the Richland Locker has plenty of it as we talk right now, and it's on sale.
Good stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
How about a Reuben? You like Reubens?
Love Reubens.
Well, there you go.
I love Reubens. Yeah, and I don't know why. I don't know if it's a sauerkraut on it or the Thousand Island dressing, but I will not be eating a Reuben.
Little rye bread?
Yep.
You won't be.
No,
you just said you liked it.
I love it, but it's on my diet.
Oh, but you have a cheat day this weekend, right?
No.
Oh, I thought you had a cheat day.
No, you've used all those up for the year.
Oh, okay. I'm a bad influence.
You've used every one of them up.
Oh, well.
But, it is what it is. So.
Yeah, but you're looking good.
Yeah,
you're just about ready to blow away in the wind.
Hey, you know what? My shirts are extra large, and they're fitting slimmer and slimmer.
They actually fit, yeah.
You're hoping I will go down to a large to get all my shirts.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. I'm getting close, my man.
But I don't want to wear a shirt that says Henry. You know.
Yeah. Can we not just write Phil on there?
Yeah, well, we can cross it off with a magic marker.
Or put duct tape on there.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll look professional. Really.
Yeah, we could put colored tape, buddy. Buddy, have a great day. Yep. Everybody be kind.
Hank Bray, ladies and gentlemen.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Carestan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
It's the 53rd Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Anchor Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Saturday, March 16th through Sunday, March 24th. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable prices on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get an $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 16th through the 24th at Nelson Anchor Center, downtown Viroqua.
This day in history, 1912, the Girl Scouts of the USA had its beginnings as Juliet Gordon Lau of Savannah, Georgia, founded the first American troop of the Girl Guides. 1969, Paul McCartney married Linda Eastman at a registry office in London. In 2003, Elizabeth Smart, the 15-year-old girl who vanished from her bedroom 9 months earlier, was found alive in a Salt Lake City suburb with two drifters. That made the news in 2003. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you visit The Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit The Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at The Shoebox in Black Earth.
Happy third birthday to beautiful princess, loving granddaughter Charlotte Taylor Rose, love from Grandma and Papa. To beautiful daughter Charlotte Taylor Rose, love Daddy. And happy third to beautiful niece, love Jeffy as well. Happy birthday to Charlotte Taylor Rose from Emmett. And third birthday wishes from great-grandma and great-grandpa Durst. Have a nice birthday today, Charlotte. James Olson has a birthday today, the big number three. Have a great day today from Bob and Marilyn. The Richland Center Primary School salutes Emerson Barnes. Happy birthday to Haley Rothaway, who is the sweet 16 today. This is from Mom and Dad, Kyle, Caitlin, and Lacey. Have a great sweet 16. To Janet Olson from the Old Coot in Boaz. Take your pick there, I guess. Yes, happy birthday wishes to Janet Olson from Jean Tony, also from Five Points Lutheran Church, and from your good friend, Leanna. Have a great day today, Janet Olson. And from Steve and Betty, they wish you all the best. Happy birthday to Land Dog from Dad, Mom, Ainsley, Everett, and Kyle. To Charlotte Rose from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret, we have wishes for Mary Rico from residents and staff of Schmidtwilden Hills. Happy birthday to Robert Bindle from Bob and Heidi Shear today. And greetings to Hannah Krotzenberg and Murut Arik from the Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Happy birthday to Tanner Bailing, Bob Bindle, Gail Dosh, and Kathy Neckar from Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Bob Bindle, Hannah Krotzenberg, Dawn Prop, Jet Elliott, to Louise Huffman, Blakely Levy, and Janet Olson, Tanner Bailing, and Leona Kennedy. Happy birthday, Jed Elliott, from the entire family. Also to Mom and Grandma, Louise Huffman. We hope that you have the best day ever. We love you. And this is from Val, Dave, Brittany, Trevor, Neely, and Avery. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, we salute Dawn Doms, to Mackenzie Hayride, and to Denny Putz and Milena Sturdivant. And happy anniversary to Mike and Marilyn Binder from St. Luke's Lutheran Church.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver. All at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have moved to our amazing new location. We have no sign since city planning, zoning, and council all must approve a sign before we can put one up. We are on Sextonville Road, directly across the street from Simple Elegant Salon. We do not know how long the signage will take, so look for the Simple Elegant Salon. We are across the street with plants in our windows. Chris and I would like to thank Sue and Greg Potesnik for remodeling their building to create our new pharmacy, and Doug Meyer for an exceptional craftsmanship in transforming the building to an incredible pharmacy. Same phone number, continued exceptional service. Rod still delivers, we still mail, and we're across the street from Simple Elegance. Thank you for letting us care for you.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Our news update for today is coming up from WRCO, WRCE Radio. Good morning from Richland Center.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now. This love that I feel for you always will be. You're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you forever. Forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather. As long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, I'll be happy to tell you again. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, amen. They say time takes its toll on the body, makes the young girl's brown hair turn gray. I don't care, I ain't in love with your hair. And if it all fell out, well, I'd love you anyway. They say time can play tricks on memory, make people forget things they knew. Well, it's easy to see, it's happening to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever. Forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather. As long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, but just listen to how this song ends. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, amen. I'm gonna love you forever and ever.
Travis on WRCO. This is Phil Nee wishing you the best. Thank you so much for joining us.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Court in Maine just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Court in Maine in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 52 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Partly cloudy with record warmth likely today, a high of 70. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 37. In Richland Center, after a low of, actually, we're at our low of 52 degrees.
Hello, friends. Mark Philback here from the Philback Family of Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The 9 fatalities in a Friday morning crash in northwest Wisconsin were identified. Monday, the Clark County Sheriff's Office said 8 people from an Amish community in western Virginia were killed when the van they were in pulled in front of a semi-trailer on State Highway 95 just southeast of Eau Claire and the town of Dewhurst. Those passengers in the van that were killed ranged in age from 46 years old to 6 months old. A 2-year-old passenger in the van was the only survivor of the collision. The driver of the semi, identified as 51-year-old Daniel Lidicote of the southwest Wisconsin town of Rui, died at the scene of the crash, the cause of which is still under investigation. Today begins the third week of searching for 3-year-old Elijah View in northeast Wisconsin. Two Rivers Police report that weekend searches for the boy through local waterways and rural areas yielded no results. They add that authorities have been following up on numerous tips and large amounts of video submitted to the department. In addition, the City of Two Rivers has established a reward fund for information leading up to the discovery of the missing toddler. The total reward amount has grown to $40,000 after the city fund adds to a $15,000 reward offered by the FBI and $10,000 offered by Manitowoc County Crime Stoppers. Another UW System Branch campus will close. Monday's announcement that the UW-Milwaukee will close its Waukesha campus at the end of the spring 2025 semester follows the closure of UWM's West Bend campus, UW-Platteville's Richland Center campus, and the Fond du Lac campus of UW-Oshkosh. The closures are a symptom of the financial challenges facing the universities of Wisconsin. Since the 2018 merger of the 13 branch campuses with 4-year schools, only UW-Green Bay at Manitowoc has seen enrollment grow. Enrollment at the Waukesha campus was down to 672 this spring. The closure will affect some 100 employees. Nearby Waukesha County Technical College began offering associate degrees last year. The Richland School District is considering facility naming rights of areas of the district. The policy committee has been exploring options and has recommended advancing a policy for the naming of district facilities to the full board for its first reading. This policy will lay the groundwork for allowing the district to receive funding for the naming of different facilities. Two circumstances will generally authorize a naming privilege. Naming in recognition of monetary donation may be granted at the discretion of the Board of Education in recognition of persons or entities who provide at least 50% of the cost of a project or toward a fundraising goal or in an amount to be approved by the Board of Education. Naming in recognition of distinguished service may be granted at the discretion of the Board of Education in recognition of persons or entities the school district wishes to honor on the basis of their service or leadership contributions to education, humanity, the school district, or the community, or on the basis of their status as a person of historical significance. If naming is to be authorized on the basis of distinguished service to the school district, consideration will not be extended until at least 1 year has passed since the individual last served the school district. The guidelines for renaming, along with any subsequent contracts associated with the renaming, would still need to be worked out prior to receiving any applications from prospective families or businesses. In order for a new policy to take effect, it must be read at least at two regular or special meetings of the board. An opportunity is also offered to concerned groups or individuals to react to policy proposals. A final vote to adopt or not to adopt will be considered by the board at a meeting that follows from when the policy proposals are first placed on the agenda. After last night's reading, an agenda topic will be placed on the March 25th meeting, specifically for concerned groups or individuals to react to the policy proposal. A final vote would then be required before the policy becomes adopted. The board also approved the recommendation from the policy committee to revise the policy for school events on Wednesdays, Sundays, and holidays as presented, effective immediately. School events or activities, including voluntary practices, will now be allowed on district observed holidays. School events or activities on days which the district is closed due to the observance of a holiday, but not the actual day of a holiday, may be scheduled with the approval from the district administrator, and only in cases where additional custodial services are not needed or required. The board also approved waiving the policy on school events on Wednesdays, Sundays, and holidays for two high school organizations. The RCHS FBLA will attend the State Leadership Conference from Sunday, April 7th to Tuesday, April 9th in Green Bay. This will be the first time the FBLA has attended the state conference, and the RCHS Student Council will attend the annual Wisconsin Association of School Councils Conference Sunday, April 7th and Monday, April 8th. Screening time is coming up soon in the Richland School District. Amy Hardy is the principal at Richland Center Primary School.
We have our screening taking place for the district March 18th through the 21st, so that Monday through Friday. We do want to remind our families that we have already enrolled with us and that are coming to school throughout the week now, that during that week, because of screening, there will be no early childhood or 4K classes. So our current students do not attend during that screening week because those classrooms are used for screening, as well as all the staff will team together to welcome our new visitors coming in for screening and their families.
The child being screened will feel important during their session.
Each screening session lasts an hour and a half, and the whole idea of this day is to have a special experience for the child, you know, with the focus on them. Each child is important, and we really want them to feel special this day. A parent or parents are able to join for the entire time. There is paperwork that we'll have the parents work on while the students are doing the screening. But each time slot is an hour and a half, so we do have four sessions that families can sign up for.
The time slots to sign up are 8 to 9:30, 9:30 to 11, noon to 1:30, and 1:30 to 3. There is a certain age of the child recommended for the screening. Lisa Stafford is a 4K teacher for the Richland School District.
I think that's really important for our families to know. So often they think of 4-year-old kindergarten, but it's really important that we have all children who are going to be 3 or 4 by September 1st of 2024. Those are the students that we want coming to our screening. We have opened our screening process the last couple years to include younger children with the focus of and importance of early intervention for these youngsters, you know, if there are any concerns.
Principal Hardy wants to make screening time special and also reminds everyone taking part that the registration deadline time is coming up soon.
We want to make sure this is a special event for you and your family and your little as we welcome you to the school because this is their very first. It's your child's very first, and we really want to focus on that child for that day. And so we do have our registration happening online for our Richland School District screening taking place March 18th through 21st. And that online screening and registration does stay open until 10 a.m. on Friday, March 15th. And in between, if you really want to be able to have your choice of days and times, I would say go ahead and register sooner than later. And you can do that by registering right online at our school website or going to the district Facebook page.
If you have any questions, concerns, or are unable to attend one of the March 18th through 21st sessions and would like to set up an alternate screening time, you can reach out to the Richland Center Primary School at 608-649-HIVE. That's 608-649-4483. Remember, registration deadline is this Friday morning at 10. The Spring Green Medical Center will be losing a longtime physician's assistant this month when Stephen Wolk retires. Wolk has been providing care to area residents as part of the Richland Hospital and Clinics for 35 years. Wolk grew up in St. Louis and came to medicine after a short initial career in social work. Reflecting on his 4 decades caring for patients, Wolk says his career has been a blessing. Wolk was first hired to treat walk-in patients, a role that grew into what was later formalized as the clinic's urgent care department. In addition to those responsibilities, Wolk assisted in surgeries and C-sections, spent years making monthly rounds on the skilled nursing and assisted living residents at Schmidt Woodland Hills, and traveled to Haiti, Ecuador, and Jamaica on mission trips to provide care to underserved populations. These days, Wolk's practice is focused largely on internal medicine. At 70, he's grateful to have had a fulfilling career, one that has kept him mentally sharp and allowed him to get to know so many patients over time. Patients of Stephen Wolk will be transferred to other experienced providers at the Spring Green Medical Center. Those who have questions are encouraged to call 608-588-7413. Organizers of an effort to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on Monday submitted some 10,000 signatures to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The 6-member commission is set to meet today. If it finds an adequate number of signatures have been collected, a recall election will be scheduled on the Tuesday of the 6th week after that ruling. Voss has 10 days to challenge that recall. Organizers have yet to name a candidate. In a statement, Voss claimed they are working with Democrats to unseat him. The recall group is upset with the Republican leader because he rejected calls to decertify the results of the 2020 election or to impeach Megan Wolf as the state's elections administrator. Today is the state Senate could reject 4 of Governor Tony Evers' 5 picks for the Wisconsin Judicial Commission. That action by the full Senate will likely be a first in the commission's nearly 50-year history.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner, and you know what that means? Chick season. Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
Today is Tuesday, March 12th. Helen Tenney, 88 of Richland Center, died March 4th after a short stay at Scala Nursing Home in Stoughton. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 5 until 7, and again Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the First Baptist Church or Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Helen Tenney, 88, of Richland Center.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
The news on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCE.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center. Surveyors.